Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, video maker, Oakland native, and nature lover. I'm also a huge fan of history. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, and anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. Each day, I'm going to share one of my favorite deep cuts with you. So let's take a look at today's stories.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
Today in 1916, President Woodrow Wilson established the National Park Service within the Department of the Interior, which is responsible for managing public land, conservation, and relationships with Native Americans. Today, there are 432 national parks in the United States, including parks and territories like Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. We even have an entire American sitcom centered around the Park Service. Shout out to Leslie Knope. Park experts considered there to be a group of 63 elite parks in the country, including the particularly noteworthy Yellowstone. And that's where the story of the National Park Service begins. Yellowstone National Park already existed before President Wilson created the National Park Service. There was a national park before there was a service to regulate them. Ulysses S. Grant named it a national park in 1872, writing in the legislation that it would be, quote, for the benefit and enjoyment of the people. Now, when you enter the park, you'll see a monument called the Roosevelt Arch, named after President Theodore Roosevelt. He was also a big proponent of parks, but more on that later. In the arc engraved in stone, there's that quote from the 1872 legislation. It's almost as beautiful as nature itself to think about a legislation created solely for the joy of people and the preservation of nature. The arc contains a time capsule yet to be opened, but we know that it contains a Bible, a picture of Roosevelt, newspapers, and coins. Even though Yellowstone is located in parts of Montana and Wyoming, people from around the country flock to see its beauty. So a movement began to establish more national parks. As American industrialization became more and more rampant, people worried that natural beauty and resources would be in danger. This idea extended back even to the Civil War. The area that would become Yosemite National Park was put under protection by President Lincoln because people loved it so much, and he didn't want it to get destroyed in war. In 1901, President William McKinley was assassinated, marking the third time an American president was murdered in less than 40 years. President Lincoln was shot in 1865, and President Garfield was killed in 1881. So, then President Roosevelt became the commander-in-chief. Since 1901, the Secret Service has been tasked with protecting the president at all hours of the day. Roosevelt believed that Americans could learn a lot from being in nature. He was a conservationist and a naturalist, which meant he advocated for the environmental and societal benefits of being in nature. He created five new parks, including Yosemite, and designated over 100 acres of land to be national forest. The popularity of parks grew and grew across the country. So in 1916, President Wilson established the National Park Service. By then, there were 14 national parks and 21 national monuments. He wrote a legislation called the Organic Act, which put these into one federally run system. Today, the National Park Service operates on an annual budget of $2.6 billion, supporting 240,000 local jobs, 20,000 of which are directly employed by the government. In 2015, more than 307 million people visited a national park, which is up from just 1 million in 1920, shortly after the Park Service was established. The only state in the U.S. without a national park is Delaware. Sorry, Delaware, but unless you're tuning in from Wilmington or Dover, you probably have a park in your state, and hopefully close enough to take a day trip. Yeah, it's summer and it's hot out, but what better way is there to celebrate hot girl summer than to get sweaty and gross in one of the most beautiful places in the country? Now, let's talk about music. On this day in 2016, Kanye West kicked off his St. Pablo tour in support of his double platinum seventh record, The Life of Pablo. Yes, we're talking about Kanye today. Love him or hate him, The Life of Pablo album had a huge impact, and the stage design for its tour was groundbreaking. On the first night of his tour in Indianapolis, Indiana, concertgoers were surprised to see that on the floor of the arena, there was no stage. Where would Kanye perform if there wasn't a stage? Instead, he performed on a stage suspended above the open pit, hovering 15 feet in the air above the audience. His flying stage was about 16 by 20 feet big, large enough that no one was nervous he'd fall. With a system of cranes and motors, the stage can move around in the air, so if you're on the floor of the arena, it doesn't matter if you're in the front or the back of the crowd, Kanye would come to you. During the song Ultralight Beam, the lights on the stage illuminated the crowd rather than the artist himself, creating a literal ultralight beam. All the while, he floated across the arena as a spotlight slowly illuminated his figure. Nothing like this had ever been done before. The lighting designers called it an orchestrated ballet. And you can't deny how cool that is. And now for today's final segment, I'll be going back into my own photo archives to see what I was up to on an August 25th in my life. On August 25th, 2017, I studied pufferfish skeletons in my anatomy and physiology class. I don't remember why. I believe we were trying to figure out skeletal structures, but I have a photo of me holding a pufferfish skeleton because they have like really freaky, well, they're not freaky, but they're pretty cool. It's just like pufferfish are weird, man. They're so small, but they blow up to be so big. And like the way that they're, I don't know. Honestly, can't even tell you if I learned anything that day. I just have a photo of me holding one. Thanks for going back in time with me, and remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Come back tomorrow for more stories from the past.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.